Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Auckland's Stardome Observatory has always made a point of engaging the public, and that philosophy reaches a new high early next month with the 100 Hours of Astronomy, a kind of astronomic telethon. We're joined by Stardome astronomer Dr. Grant Christie now. Well, Grant, let's start with the 100 Hours. What happens with these 100 Hours?
Well, it's basically the whole objective of the 100 Hours of Astronomy. That's 100 continuous hours when around the world people will be able to look through telescopes. And the idea is really just to get as many people as possible out to look through a telescope. And, you know, there's a lot of people that never have looked through a telescope.
Do you get to choose what you want to look at?
More or less. I think it's going to be, you know, we've got a lot of hours to play with. We're obviously not going to just show one object over that time. The Stardome's going to be open 24/7 over that period. So that means some late nights for me, I guess, on the Zeiss telescope.
So what will there be to look at during the day? We're used to astronomy being the night sky.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's the sun, of course. But
sounds dangerous, though, Grant.
It is. You have to do it under supervision. You have to be real careful. You're dead right. I mean, you can seriously damage your eyesight or lose your eyesight pointing optical instruments at the sun. So, we've got some special telescopes. Basically, probably what we'll be able to show you is there's nothing much happening on the sun right now. 2008 was probably the quietest year for the sun, certainly since the space age.
Really?
And so we're still learning a lot about the sun, and last year, over 200 days of the year, there were no sunspots visible on the sun. And so I'm not expecting there's going to be a lot of sunspots visible on the sun this time. We're close to what's called solar minimum, so there's not a lot of activity. We've got a special solar telescope that can show us like the explosions around the side called the prominences. So hopefully we'll see some of those. They occur most of the times.
And that is something that people genuinely can't see at home with their home telescope, so that's kind of
appealing,
isn't
you
it?
Can't. And it's best not to try unless you know what you're doing.
Well, if people do come along, will they learn the odd thing that gives them a better result with their home telescopes? Because I've done it at home, you know, been with the kids, and it hasn't always worked out. It hasn't always been satisfying. Yeah. It's harder than you think.
Yeah, it's the first step's actually get a telescope, but the second problem is actually finding objects of interest. Everyone can do the moon and you can do the bright planets, but after that people sort of run out, and a lot of people buy telescopes, get enthusiastic, buy a telescope, and then sort of run into a brick wall of, well, what do we do next? And the telescopes sit unused for a long time. So, yeah, I mean, we can certainly have plenty of opportunity to talk to people about the sort of telescopes, what they can see with them. And they don't have to be big ones. We've got some quite big ones at the observatory, but there'll also be groups supported by the Auckland Astronomical Society all around Auckland, and other societies around the country have got similar groups where typical format would be a reasonably good amateur telescope out in a place where there's lots of people, maybe near a movie theatre, showing people the moon through a telescope in their community. So that's happening up and down the country and around the world.
Is Auckland a frustrating place to look at the stars? Because it often seems to be cloudy here.
Well, yeah, it is a relatively cloudy place. We have got about 53% of sunshine hours, which is not high. Most places where the big observatories would be, they'd have 300 nights a year with no clouds at all. So we're nowhere near that. We maybe get 40 with no clouds at all. So it is a cloudy place. However, it's an important place to do astronomy because we are the first land to the west of Chile, where it's a fantastic place for astronomy, and there's some huge observatories there with massive telescopes. Enormous amount of money's gone into there. But then there's a huge piece of ocean, 6,000 odd miles of ocean between us and Chile, and we are the first observatories to pick up objects when they sink below the horizon in Chile, and we actually fill an important gap. The other reason, of course, the centre of the galaxy goes right overhead New Zealand, and Auckland in particular. So the northern part of New Zealand. So we're very well placed to do research, even though we have limitations due to the meteorology.
Is it still the case that keen amateurs can make astronomical discoveries and get their names on stars?
Yeah.
I always thought that was quite remarkable about astronomy, that you just be someone in their backyard.
That's right. In fact, we do, and there's a number of people around Auckland with private research-grade observatories and doing actual research as part of international collaborations. The one collaboration we're involved with and a few other people around Auckland involves searching for extrasolar planets, and so far in 5 years, we've now clocked up 9 extrasolar planets. Oh, and, you know, sort of 10 years ago, the thought of, you know, people finding planets with telescopes our size would have been considered outrageous and impossible, but it's not at all.
Now, as you said, this is going on all over the world, and it's going on as part of the International Year of Astronomy 2009. Yep. What else is happening?
There's a whole lot of events. I mean, the 100 Hours of Astronomy one is, I think, one of 11 events. I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but there's a whole lot of initiatives. There's leading astronomers got blog sites sort of recording what they do. There's Women in Astronomy. There's also a big connection up. And it's, in fact, it's probably part of the 100 Hours of big research observatories having webcasts from, I think there's about 90 of them around the world, and it'll just be a rolling thing as the observatories start working at night. Then you'll be able to log into websites and get the webcasts from those observatories and hear the astronomers talking about what they're doing. So it's really there's a whole lot of things involved. There's a lot of historical stuff because, of course, it's celebrating 400 years since Galileo first used a telescope to view the universe, and that was a breakthrough.
And in the process, changed our understanding of the universe.
Absolutely.
As well, which is quite important, isn't
That's right. I mean, that was. Galileo, we could talk for an hour about Galileo and his achievements, but fundamentally he was the founder of modern sort of science as we understand it today. Experimentation, observation, record the observations and interpret them, and basically he played a big role in validating the Copernican view of the solar system, which was the sun's in the middle and the planets go around it. He discovered the satellites of Jupiter with a little telescope that, well, hell, anything you get from a supermarket telescope, you've seen them there for like $120 or something, any of those telescopes he would have died for. they are brilliant compared with the rubbish he had to deal with. So the fact he made those discoveries, built his own telescopes and made those discoveries is just absolutely astounding. I mean, you can't believe it.
Now, you've been at the Stardome since 1967, since it opened. You've been involved with it. What's the best thing you've seen?
Oh, goodness. Probably the most exciting science thing I've been involved with was in 2006 when we discovered a new solar system, which was very, very similar to our own. And that was a big deal, and that was really exciting to be part of that. I still get a huge buzz even now, and it goes back a long time, as you say, looking through telescopes at things like the moon. I mean, a lot of amateur astronomers think, the moon, it's just in the way, it just makes light in the sky and we're not interested. But, you know, I had a bit of background in geology as well, and I find the moon absolutely fascinating. I think it's a wonderful object.
And it is one of the easiest things to look at with a home telescope too, isn't it?
Absolutely, and binoculars will show you the craters on the moon. But now in the last 40 years, we've learned so much, starting with the Apollo program, about how the moon even formed. So that's now we look at it with totally new eyes than we did, you know, when I first got involved.
So if people want to go along during the 100 hours, it's running on the 2nd and 3rd of April, is that right?
Yeah, it's the 2nd to the 5th of April running. So, yeah, just turn up.
Just rock up at 5 in the morning, that's fine,
yeah,
4 in the morning?
If it's not raining and not cloudy, the telescopes will be there, and there's a chance I'll be there. but I'm getting helped out on the telescope late at night with a few other people. But there's no charge, so, you know, just come along, use the opportunity. It probably won't be repeated for a long time.
It actually sounds like a great thing to do after a night out clubbing,
doesn't it? Though? and for those people around the country as well, there's plenty of things going on around the country too.
There are. In fact, in most communities in New Zealand, New Zealand has probably the highest number of amateur astronomers per capita of any country in the world, and they're really pulling out all the stops for this one, around.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time.
A pleasure.
And as Grant was just saying, the Stardome is open from 8 a.m. on Thursday, April the 2nd, until midday on Monday, April the 6th, for people to come along and have a look as part of the 100 Hours of Stargazing. If you want more information, go to stardome.org.nz. Coming up after the break, the boys head down to WOMAD, and we have some sounds from Rhian Sheehan.